get it. Yeah, Dan. Yeah, dude. What are you doing over there? Hunter. Hunter, we're on air.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Yes, yes, we're on air. We're doing a show.
That wasn't too late. Come on. Important things to do around here. You don't know what's going on.
You are sitting on your recliner watching YouTube videos. I know exactly what you're... You're playing with your cat or doing something weird over there.
Productive. Productive. I'm being very, very productive over here.
Ripes. You can't spell productive. Get out of here. Hey, we got to keep things moving here. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. This is unnecessary. Researchers could have easily stuck with the term road rage, but they got to get all sexual with it. According to psychologists at the University of Houston, if you get angry behind the wheel a lot, you may be experiencing accelerousal.
Accelerousal.
That's right. In psychological terms, arousal is anything that causes stress, which is weird. So it's not necessarily sexual, and they think accelerousal may be genetic. So your parents might be the reason you get acceleroused, I guess. Is that what it is?
Angry behind the wheel, is it, you know?
Maybe, I guess, I always thought arousal was on the sexual spectrum, but apparently arousal means stress, anything that causes stress.
I don't know. They need to figure out a different word for it because arousal is definitely sexual. So we need to leave that out when we're talking about road rage, you know?
Yeah. I don't get turned on when I'm angry on the road. Like if someone cuts me off, I don't go, oh, yeah. Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah, you cut me off. Oh.
I love it.
Oh, you didn't use your blinker. I'm almost there. Oh, pull my hair. Like, I don't do that, you know?
Yeah.
I just get angry and I see red. So.
Hey, you know what, though? You definitely got accelerousal.
Dude.
You get angry behind the wheel,
dude,
don't you?
Rock hard behind the wheel. Rock hard. It's unbelievable.
Really? I didn't know that. I was actually talking about being angry, but...
It gets in the way of the steering wheel sometimes. It's crazy.
Weirdo.
Rock hard. So, yeah.
How do you jerk the wheels hard? It's,
is
it his hands?
Their belt around my neck as I'm driving. Anyway, so yeah, watch out for just apparently everyone just being aroused behind the wheel. Accelerousal. It's a thing. It's a thing. Mm-hmm. Lastly, is working from home here to stay. Every week, there are more surveys coming out showing how people want to keep working remotely. The latest is a survey by FlexJobs, which found that 65% of people surveyed said they want to continue to work from home full time. 56% went so far as to say that they would quit their jobs if they had to go back to the office.
Wow.
So I know we've done this story, and through this pandemic, it's been like, oh, yeah, 45% say they like it. Oh, 52% say they want to keep working. Now, a resounding 65% say they want to keep working 65. From home. And 56% would quit their jobs. That's crazy, dude.
You got to put it out there. Here it is. If you do your job and if you're doing it and you're doing it fine, getting everything complete, a lot of people are doing better because they're more comfortable.
Yeah.
If that's the situation, then hell yeah, more power to it. If you just like being at home because you like being a lazy POS and you love doing other things but work.
But again, Hunter, to chalk that, I get what you're saying, but to chalk that up, let's say I can get all my work done in 2 hours. I can get my 8-hour workday done in two hours. Then what's this, you know, like, I guess for me, it's like, okay,
then
I'm more
productive
there.
Why should you have to sit there in the cubicle at work for the rest of the...
I saw the perfect meme for this. It was like a cartoon. I was on Reddit somewhere. And it was, you know, just the four panels. And the first panel was this Zoom meeting, right? The boss is saying, like, oh, everyone want to come back to work. And the next one was like, no, we're more productive. And he's like, yeah, but I think we should be back at work. And they're like, but why? Everyone's happier and we get more stuff done. And then he's like, but yeah, I can't keep tabs on you when you're not here. That's the big thing. I think there's just a lot of bosses that are having a hard time keeping tabs on people
because
that's their only job. I know for a fact there's people out there that their only job is to keep an eye on everyone else while they're at the office. That's it. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
And that's
if you're
trash.
Getting the work done, yep. if you're getting the work done, it should be fine.
Yep.
There should be no problems there. So all the bosses out there, if they're not getting the work done, get their ass back to work.
Yeah. Or, fine, I'll come back to the office if I can wear my underwear or my robe that, you know, if I can be comfortable, I'll do that. That's fine. Mm-hmm. That's fine.
You know, it's funny, Brock, is there's not a lot of people that can relate to this, what we're talking about, because a lot of you out there don't have jobs. A lot of you out there aren't working. You're sitting around collecting money from the government.
To be fair, there were a lot of people that lost their jobs. I mean, we can
I understand that, but you know what I'm talking about. Come on.
Look, if I'm making more sitting on my ass, let's be honest, Hunter, I almost do that now. I'm pretty much it. Minus the talking, I'm basically there. So I'm going to take it.
Then you know what? You're paying when we're going out then.
That's fine. I'll do that.
Just saying.
Where do you want to go?
Hey, know what? If you're out there not working and collecting money every single month for doing nothing, you should pay. You should pay for a lot of things. Just saying.
I'll take you to the late night apps over at Applebee's. That's what we'll do.
That's fine.
I can get more.
Jeez.
We got a 2-for-1
free
deal.
Money.
Is it your birthday?
It's a real thing.
Is it your birthday? We'll get a free dessert if it's your birthday. It's
Bill Knapp's cake. Is that what you're
doing? I love it. That's what we're going to do. All right. That is your morning dump. We'll be back in a little bit. Stick around.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 100.